Hello, and welcome back to the fourth class of the series. In this class, I'm going to speak about how you can begin to make the shift from 3D consciousness to 5D consciousness in a conscious and intentional way. How in your every day-to-day life, you can catch yourself operating from 3D consciousness and choose to make the shift into a higher level of consciousness. As I've indicated, most of humanity at this point is still functioning in 3D consciousness. And most of us who are aware of the dimensional shift and are working on ourselves are moving more and more into the higher levels of the fourth dimension and tapping into the fifth dimension consciousness from time to time. But even so, we all still have certain 3D habits that are running us. We're still often operating from a 3D point of view on life without realizing it. We just slide back into this view because it's just so familiar. So it can be helpful to learn ways to catch yourself when you've fallen into 3D consciousness and discover how you can shift into a higher, more expansive consciousness. It can also be hard sometimes to discern at this point where your state of being is, because you likely tend to shift back and forth, sometimes rather rapidly, between the third, fourth, and fifth dimensional consciousness, and it can get confusing. So I'm going to be describing how consciousness generally operates in 3D, 4D, and 5D, so you can be aware of which consciousness you may be functioning in at any given time. You know, so much of this is just about awareness, becoming more and more conscious in your everyday life and waking up to what your mind is doing and what old habits you may be unconsciously following. So then at the end, I'll also be giving suggestions as to what you can do to shift your consciousness to a higher dimension or a higher level within a dimension when you feel stuck. And what I'll be describing here is generally based on my own experiences and those of others I know and many people I've worked with over the years. But do keep in mind, we all have our own unique experiences and reference points. So just use what I'll be describing here as a type of map. It can help you to bring clarity and assist you to create or refine your own map and reference points about your own ascension process. So, I will start here with the third dimension. What is the general state of mind when you're in 3D consciousness? Well, first of all, this is when your sense of identification is with your ego personality self. You know, you're believing that you're the body, your thoughts, your emotions, the roles you play, the situations in life. You know, that whole little package of your little human self. You're somehow forgetting that you have a higher self or that you're anything more than an individual human being trying to function in this often difficult world. And with this, you feel a natural sense of separation from the divine, from other people, and from yourself. So, you know, you're feeling somewhat vulnerable because of this. And you may usually know better than to think this is all you are, this little you. You know it's not true when you're more aware or when you're meditating, but in your day-to-day life, you may tend to go a little unconscious at times and fall back into 3D consciousness, especially when you're triggered by something that creates a reaction of fear or hurt or anger. And at those times, you likely tend to forget what you know and experience during those times when you're more aware. You feel small and alone, and this is a real sign that you're in 3D consciousness. Now, if you have a belief in God or Source, you know, in one form or another, and you're experiencing 3D consciousness, then you're likely to experience God as a separate entity, a being outside of yourself, that needs probably to be petitioned in order to receive the help you need. You know that state of mind? You know, and if you happen to get really scared about something, you may even be drawn back into the idea of how God was described in some religion you grew up with, you know, where you may have seen God as a kind of glorified father figure with human attributes. You know, and God's love for you when you're in this state of consciousness can feel really conditional. You may sense he can get angry with you or punish you if you do something wrong. Or if you're really good and you pray and you try hard, you can maybe be forgiven for what you've done wrong. In other words, there's a feeling that you have to do certain things and be a certain way in order to deserve God's love, because there's an assumption that you are inherently not okay the way you are. These beliefs can be really subtle because they're generally unconscious, but they're often there even if you think you believe otherwise. This lack of sense of worthiness is something that exists in just about everyone, consciously or unconsciously. It's just pretty much hardwired into the human consciousness, along with shame and guilt and self-hatred that stem from this. Which brings us to the use of self-help and healing practices that a lot of people use. And these can all definitely be really helpful for shifting into a higher consciousness. Except that if you're approaching them from a 3D consciousness, because from that point of view, there's generally the assumption that you're somehow broken and that you need to fix yourself in order to be okay and to deserve happiness and be worthy of awakening. There's something wrong with you as you are. You feel this because in 3D consciousness, you're identified with the ego personality self. And this seems constantly imperfect, because it is. It's just, it's nature. It's not perfect. But there is a more fourth dimensional type approach you can take in doing self-healing practices, which I'll be describing in a moment. What I've been describing here is the kind of mindset of someone trying to heal themselves from 3D consciousness, you know, from that type of approach where something feels like it's wrong with you and you have to be fixed in some way. Okay, so there are a number of other emotions that stem from this identification with the smaller self when you're in 3D consciousness. And the biggest one is fear. And there are lots of fears, but probably the most universal ones are fear of death, fear of abandonment, of aloneness, and fear of being hurt in some way, either physically or emotionally. And when you're caught in fear of any kind, this creates the sensation of being unempowered and helpless, a feeling of being alone in the universe, and that you have to look out for yourself to get your needs met. And even if you have loved ones, you know, people who are protective of you, you know, you can't always depend on them all the time. They have their own stuff that they're dealing with. So part of you still feels alone and fearful when you're in 3D consciousness. Fear also creates a feeling and a belief in lack, that there's not enough of what you need, and that you have to grab what you can to make it in this world. And this belief then engenders such feelings as competition, survival anxiety, and self-pity and helplessness, and a movement into blame and complaining. This all makes sense, right? All of these states of being are obviously 3D, but it can just be helpful to name them. What's important to realize is they all stem from identification with the little human self, what I just called the ego personality self. And this identification with the ego personality self also causes all those other emotions and states of mind such as hatred and envy, greed, resentment, judgment, oppression, control. Remember, none of this is wrong or bad to be experiencing if you find yourself there. Be careful not to go into shame or self-judgment if you find yourself feeling these emotions or engaging in blame or complaining. Just notice it if you are, understanding that what you're in the process of doing is monumental. You're attempting to shift out of a habit that you've maybe formed over thousands of years living in 3D. It takes time and practice to finally make this shift. But it's just helpful to remember that negative thoughts and emotions, all suffering in general, are pretty much predominant when you're in 3D consciousness. And when you're in it, you're seeing happiness as something that's dependent on outside circumstances, outside events and relationships that you often have no control over. There is no understanding that you have access to happiness that resides inside of you, that you can actually choose to be happy no matter what's happening. There's always a sense of waiting for happiness to happen in the future when you're in 3D consciousness. There's a belief that something has to change first before you can be happy. So you're never quite satisfied what's happening in the moment. There's actually no real awareness of the present moment when you're really in 3D consciousness. You're often just caught in the past and the possible future. And to make things even harder, your GPS is your rational mind, which is very limited in its source of wisdom. But this is where you go to make your decisions. You're not in touch with your intuition or with the wisdom of your heart. Another sign that you're functioning in 3D consciousness is when you're caught in a mindset of duality and judgment, and you're operating with thoughts and beliefs of what's good and bad and right and wrong, and you take polarized stances on issues, feeling you're right, and you have judgment and even contempt at times of others who have different views and beliefs. And this is really important to become aware of if you find yourself caught in polarized beliefs and judgment in the political arena these days. Be careful about getting caught in the us versus them consciousness. This is a very 3D state of mind. Yet another sign of 3D consciousness is when you're experiencing automatic reactivity to emotional triggers, you know, like anger and hurt and pain and irritation, despair, and it feels like you have no ability to stop it. In general, in 3D consciousness, you're caught in a space where there's very little self-awareness or self-reflection happening. There's also usually a resistance to meeting negative emotions in a conscious way with love and compassion for yourself. You're aware of your pain body, but you get identified with it when it's activated. There's no idea that this is not you, that it's something you have that you can relate to, that you can calm down, that you can have compassion for. You feel you are your pain body, and you can just feel lost in it. You can easily recognize the state that you're caught in when you attempt to escape from your painful emotions through drugs or alcohol or sex or workaholism. So that, in a nutshell, is 3D consciousness. And this is all very familiar to most of us and to most people on the planet. It's all they generally know. But you are likely waking up and shifting out of living fully within this consciousness. You just probably just still fall back into it due to powerful 3D habit patterns you have. So again, if you find yourself immersed in any of these patterns I've described, there's no need to judge yourself for it. It's to be expected Just be aware of where you are, where you feel stuck. Have compassion for yourself. Accept whatever is happening as what is right now. If you can stop resisting what is happening in the moment, you will find it's easier to see what you can do to lift yourself out of it into a higher vibration. Resistance to something keeps you stuck in it. So then, let's take a look at 4D consciousness. Let's see how it's different from 3D. First, let me remind you that dimensions have levels within them. We don't just shift from one dimension suddenly into another. There are steps, you know, higher and higher levels that we journey through. And as I've described, 4D has two basic levels that we can just call higher and lower levels of 4D. As before, I'm going to describe the higher 4D level because that's where you are likely functioning from. And you'll probably recognize what I'll be describing. In fact, if you've been on a spiritual path for some years, you've probably been generally functioning from this level for a while, or you're at least in and out of it in your day-to-day life. So the first thing that's different from 3D consciousness is your sense of identification. It's still basically with the ego personality self, but there's an awareness that you have a higher consciousness and that it connects you to Source. And as you move up levels within higher 4D, you experience more awareness of this, that higher aspect of yourself, and you feel more identification with it. There's a knowing, at least intellectually, that you are not separate from the divine. You are one with it. You are divine. And with this, there's also the awareness that you are not your stuff. You are not your mental and emotional issues. You are much more. You're a being who is experiencing these issues. And just this can be a great relief. Also in 4D consciousness, you come into the awareness that consciousness creates reality. You begin understanding that you are creating your life, your reality. You're not a passive participant in what happens to you. You know the importance of positive thoughts and emotions and actions and expectations, and that you need to become conscious of your thoughts and emotions in order to create the reality you want to live in. You can also realize that you have a choice in responding to situations that trigger you and not to automatically react with a negative emotion. And because of this, you experience a greater sense of empowerment, a sense of taking charge of what happens to you. Another difference that happens in 4D consciousness is the appearance of more experiences of yourself as the observer or the witness, in which you're watching yourself from a neutral, clear, balanced place. And you see more clearly the stories you tell yourself about yourself. In general, you have greater self-awareness in fourth dimensional consciousness, and you're open to meeting difficult emotions with compassion and unconditional love for yourself. You realize it's essential to become free of lower negative emotional reactions and judgments about yourself, and that you need to learn to love all of who you are. And as a result, your love for others becomes more unconditional as well. You have experiences of unity consciousness from time to time, knowing that everyone is connected to you. And with this, you find you want to be of service to others whenever you can. In your process of healing when you're in 4D consciousness, you no longer have the belief that you're broken or that you need to be fixed. You understand that who you are is a soul, an eternal being. You're much larger, much more powerful, much more complex than just a body-mind being. And you recognize that you are already perfect just as you are. You're simply in the process of letting go of old, inaccurate 3D beliefs about yourself, that something's wrong with you. You're releasing all the traumas and emotions you've experienced in multiple lifetimes in 3D that you thought were part of you, but are now clearly just a type of debris that has attached to you and that you're just learning to let it go. And with this understanding, you can see yourself clearly as this beautiful being. Even if you can't feel it or know it all the time, you do have a reference point for this now. And this is all very different from how you might approach your healing process within 3D consciousness, as someone who needs to change or to be fixed in order to just be okay or worthy. You know you are already okay and worthy. You just need to let go of old 3D ideas about who you thought you were. When you're operating in 4D consciousness, you also find you're having an increasing number of experiences of awakened consciousness, sometimes for no reason. It just comes out of the blue, such as periods of just profound well-being, you know, deep, deep peace, or an expansive freedom. Or it may come in, you know, a period of really profound love for yourself, for other people, for humanity. Silence, you know, a stillness that you've never experienced before. That sense of that blissful, empty mind. There's generally awakening in 4D into knowing yourself as a multidimensional being. When you notice yourself having experiences on multiple levels of awareness, you may even have experiences of yourself simply as pure consciousness, where there are just no boundaries. And there are generally increased synchronicities that occur in 4D consciousness. You see that things can work themselves out magically at times, and this just begins increasing more and more. You begin to feel really divinely guided. There's a greater trust that you're being taken care of. And although your GPS is still basically your rational mind, you have greater and greater reliance on your intuition and on your heart. You can also notice that intuitive psychic abilities are coming more and more on board. You're experiencing periods of telepathy. Maybe you're remembering past lives, or you're becoming aware of your galactic heritage, or you're having sudden downloads of incredible information. Type of channeling maybe is happening with you. To still get caught in, you know, 3D habit patterns of thought and emotional reaction, higher 4D consciousness is probably becoming more and more your default consciousness. But it can also be challenging to stay in 4D due to the amount of change that's likely occurring in your life and the speed at which it's happening. And how to gracefully accept what is happening and the flow with it when you're encountering changes and losses and confusion in your ascension process can be a lot smoother. As I've said, it's all about awareness of which level of consciousness that you're functioning from, and making choices as to which level you wish to live on. So at this point, let me ask you something. There's a question that author Jim Self poses that I find helpful in understanding dimensions. He asks you to imagine the most wonderful gathering you can think of your best friends and loved ones. An occasion that would bring great joy to you. And this could be a whole group of people you know, or maybe just two or three. But they're people you tend to trust and love and that you're totally comfortable with. And perhaps you're having a great dinner party with them. Just imagine this for a moment. Feel what it feels like to be with these people you love. Feel the joy, the sense of comfort, the intimate trust, and the love you feel. And let's say you've been having so much fun that you've just lost track of time. But you're just looking around at this point, and you see that everyone is so happy. There's been a lot of intimate sharing and connection, a lot of laughter, great food you've been sharing. You feel the love that's present in the room, you know, the sense of well-being. And it feels so complete. Your whole being is just humming with pleasure. And you're thinking, oh, God, it just doesn't get any better than this. Okay, now see that this is a reference point for you. All that you're feeling with this. And realize that these kinds of feelings indicate that you're experiencing the higher fourth dimension at its best. So this is really wonderful, right? But now you may be thinking, if this great feeling is still 4D, then what could 5D feel like? Well, it's not that this wonderful dinner party couldn't happen in 5D consciousness. It certainly could, but there would probably be some differences. So let me describe 5D consciousness and see what they might be. Again, some of what I'll be describing may also sound very familiar to you. You may well slip into 5D consciousness, at least for moments in your daily life. And it's just great to be aware of this. So in 5D consciousness, your sense of identification is very different from 3D and 4D. It is as an eternal being, or what's been called the soul, the eternal aspect of who you are. You've essentially merged with the soul. There's no longer you and your soul. You're totally aware that you are your soul. That is expressing itself in a human body. And this isn't just an intellectual understanding of this, which many people do have. It's the ongoing experience of it, the full knowing of it. There's an understanding that you as the soul have extended a part of yourself down into the lower dimensions to have an experience in human form on the earth. But that the human form is just one part of you. You experience yourself as a multidimensional being living in a number of different dimensions and also simultaneously as part of collective consciousness of everything that is. There's a profound knowing of your oneness with all people, with all of existence. There's just no sense of separation or duality. You are one with all of creation. You may feel at times like you're just a point of awareness in the ocean of pure consciousness. And with this, there's an expansive sense of freedom, a sense of vastness of yourself, a huge spaciousness. Your GPS is your sacred heart. It's no longer your rational mind. You find that the mind is just much too limited compared to the heart in making decisions about your life. The heart's wisdom is much more reliable. And you have a natural, unconditional love for everyone and for yourself. There's no more judgment. And there's no more working at trying to get rid of judgment. It's just absent. The love you feel for people has no attachment with it. It's a clear, more detached type of love. There are no strings attached to it, no demands. you're aware of how love is a powerful force at the core of all existence. And very importantly, you feel no need for approval or for love or for connection with others. So you have no expectations or demands on others to meet these needs. They're all met by your own self-love and your knowing of your inherent value. There's no emotional need for anything. And yet, paradoxically, it's all there for you. Love and connection and respect from everyone and everything. It's just all there. But you don't need it, but you just enjoy it. Your mood in 5D consciousness is just generally clear and peaceful, happy, harmonious. It's a sense of quiet bliss. And this state of being is not dependent on any outer circumstances or events or relationships. It's just there as a natural, basic, default mood. And at times you might experience periods of intense bliss or joy or love or a profound sense of gratitude, you know, all those experiences that have been called peak experiences. But generally, it's just a mood that's quiet and peaceful, balanced, neutral, optimistic. And your monkey mind is gone. And very importantly, what you can notice is there's a total and complete lack of suffering. An absolute loneliness. These were all left behind in the lower dimension. Also, when in 5D consciousness, you can find that your senses are enhanced. You experience the world somehow as more beautiful. Everything looks more alive somehow, and even lighted from within. Colors can look brighter. You may even see new colors that don't exist in the lower dimension. At times, you might even hear what's been called the music of the spheres, or the eternal om, or the sound of silence. You also have a clear access to universal mind. You realize that psychic abilities are just natural to you. There's no need, really, to speak, because you know you can communicate telepathically. You have nothing to hide. You realize you're living constantly in the present moment, or the eternal moment. And you have trust in the constant effortless flow of life in each moment. The same number of events happen in a day, you know, but there's just this timeless sensation. You just flow from one event to the next. And there's no frustration whatsoever about how things are happening. There's just a sense that rather than you moving through your life, your life is flowing through you. Your focus when you're in 5D consciousness and expanding your awareness, and you feel a sense of wonder and excitement, sometimes even with the smallest things that you discover. And you also enjoy exploring and discovering new worlds, both in physical form and beyond form. You sense that eventually, in the higher levels of 5D, you can probably learn to time travel or visit other galactic civilizations. And serving others is just all a part of everything that you do. You take care of yourself and you take care of others. It's all one flow. In essence, you're totally enjoying life that's filled with joy and peace and freedom. and a sense of fulfillment. And this, of course, is very different from your experience in 3D and 4D consciousness. There's just no more niggling dissatisfaction with your life, you know, waiting for something better to happen. In 5D, there's a buoyant optimism about life in general, a feeling of being totally alive and aware and confident that whatever is ahead for you is going to be just as wonderful and intriguing and delightful as life generally is for you. So, this is a general map that I've come up with for third, fourth, and fifth dimensional consciousness. As I said, we now have access to all three dimensions at this point, and to some degree, even beyond 5D. And as time passes, you can expect that the energies streaming onto the planet will be pushing you more and more into higher consciousness towards the fifth dimension. So it's important to flow with any changes that are happening and not try to hang on to what's leaving. Even though it may look scary to step into the unknown, if you don't, life can get really bumpy at times. You need to trust that you're being lovingly guided into higher dimensions in which life will be much more uplifting and joyful. And the more aware you become and the more trusting you are of the flow that's happening, the easier and more comfortable the ride will be. So now I'm going to offer some simple basic keys for shifting into a higher dimension when you find yourself stuck in an uncomfortable vibration. I've already given some as I've described the different dimensional experiences here. But the main key to keep in mind is to do something that will raise your vibration. Very simply, each higher vibration, each higher dimension has a higher vibration. So if you can raise your vibration, you will automatically shift into a higher dimension or level within a dimension. And here are some ways to do this. The first thing to become aware of, if you're feeling stuck in 3D consciousness, are the thoughts that you're thinking and the emotions you're feeling, because they're probably not positive or uplifting ones. So this is where you start. You begin shifting your thoughts and emotions. Positive thoughts and emotions are very powerful. Love and joy and bliss have an especially high vibration. So you can see if you can consciously shift towards one of those first. But if you can't, then just start with states of being like well-being or calm or just happy or powerful. And a simple but very powerful way to do this is by simply repeating these words to yourself and begin feeling the energies of the words as you speak them. For example, if you're feeling anxious, you can simply repeat the word peaceful, 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 and see how you begin feeling. See how your body begins responding, remembering the experience. Your body knows how to feel peaceful. It's felt that way before. And just repeating the words helps it to remember this feeling. And your emotions then begin responding. Of course, you can also use affirmations to do this. Find your favorite ones, simple ones that are easy to remember. Again, if you're anxious, an easy affirmation to remember is simply, I am calm, relaxed, and peaceful. And as you say each word, just feel the vibration of it in your body. So another thing you can do is to focus on gratitude. I know it can sound corny. You've probably heard this over and over again. But let me tell you, it really does work. Gratitude has a very high vibration. Focus on what you're grateful for in your life. Allow a feeling of gratitude to come in. feel this gratitude in your body. You can even just repeat the word gratitude if you can't, you know, figure out what you feel grateful for. Just repeat the word gratitude and feel yourself shift into a higher awareness and a greater openness. There is actually a recent scientific study on the brain that's very interesting about this. They found that when someone feels gratitude and then also starts feeling a sense of compassion, that this produces what they call happy brain. When someone's feeling both of these emotions, the brain evidently emits chemicals that create a state of well-being and happiness. So this is a very simple recipe for well-being and a high vibration. Focus on compassion and then gratitude and create a happy brain. Yet another approach to raise your vibration can be to ask yourself questions like, how am I not loving myself in this moment? Am I judging myself about something? Am I not allowing myself to feel a certain emotion or do something I want to do? Asking and answering these kinds of questions can often get you unstuck from an irritable or a negative state of mind and bring in compassion and respect for yourself as you allow yourself to be as you are without judgment. You can also focus on moving into the witness or observer. This is another way to get you unstuck. This is where you move into a space somewhat outside of yourself and just watch yourself. You know, watch your thoughts and your emotions and realize that you are not your thoughts or emotions. You're someone who has thoughts and emotions and who has the power to change them. This can really loosen up your identification with your mind, which automatically raises your vibration. So, some other effective means to quickly raise your vibration when you're feeling stuck are find something that makes you laugh. Find people that make you laugh. You go online and find a YouTube that makes you laugh. Anything that will jerk you into a higher vibration automatically. Another one that we all know about is go out in nature. Let nature take care of you. That's just an automatic upper when you just let nature take care of you. Third one, of course, is physical exercise. Just get out there and exercise. That will loosen up, you know, a negative frame of mind. Another one is to begin listening to music that moves you. Or look at inspirational art. Or if you can create music or art, do that. Or do any kind of creativity. That often puts you in a much higher vibration. And of course, you try meditating more. If you've had that experience of meditating, just know that that's a really good way. Or you can choose to be of service to someone in some way. You know, think about their situation for a change and, you know, the struggle that they're having. And do something. Even just listening to their story can be helpful. And it can pull you out of your story. So all these actions naturally raise your vibration, automatically shifting you up into a higher level of consciousness in which you can then consciously begin to shift even higher. It's important to realize that the more you do these kinds of things that lift your vibration, the more a higher vibration becomes your default vibration. And the harder it is to fall back into a lower one. It's simply a matter of establishing a new habit. In general, it's important to become conscious of your ascension process. Pay attention to it. Become conscious of your thoughts and your emotions and your actions in your everyday life. And focus on discovering who you are as a multidimensional being. Of course, you can get help from spiritual teachers who give meditations and activations, you know, to shift you into higher states of consciousness. you may find, you know, you experience profound transmission from them. And you can feel a healing happening, or that your own vibration is rising, at least for a while. And this can be really helpful and exciting. But do be clear, it's ultimately up to you to maintain the higher vibration in your own consciousness. It's up to you to find your way into 5D. You need to do your own work. This is about your individual process of evolution. You're responsible for it. And you're here because you wanted to learn how to do this. But it need not be hard or painful. It just takes intention and focus. So, that's it for now. Hopefully, this has all been helpful for you in understanding your ascension process more clearly and in learning how to shift more and more into the highest consciousness possible and thus shift more quickly into 5D consciousness. So this can eventually be where you live all the time. So in the last class of this Level 1 series, the next one, we will explore your spiritual mission, what specific higher purpose you are here to express in this lifetime. So until then, I give you my deep love and great support and many blessings.